Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. The possibility of a curfew in France is being considered by the government. Moreover, a health defense council was organized this morning to discuss the fight against the coronavirus epidemic. Authorities may implement a curfew in areas where the virus is actively circulating. The measure is already in force in Guyana since July. The objective is to avoid private meetings in closed spaces. We will learn more about the government's plan tomorrow evening during the intervention of Emmanuel Macron on television. Haut-Rhin MP Jean-Luc Reitzer is back in the National Assembly this afternoon after having spent a month in a coma following his coronavirus infection. He was applauded by the Assembly as he asked the government to not close any more beds or services in hospitals. The vaccination campaign for the flu begins today. 16 million people who are at risk, as well as all health professionals, are a priority. Authorities fear a dose shortage in parallel with the second wave of the coronavirus. The seasonal flu affects 2 to 6 million French people every winter and causes between 8,000 and 14,000 deaths. More than 4 tons of cannabis were seized in France in September. The Minister of the Interior now reports security data every month. In September, nearly 10,000 fines were drawn up against drug users. Seine-Saint-Denis, Bouches-du-Rhône, Alpes-Maritimes, and Paris are the departments which recorded the most fines. And Cristiano Ronaldo tested positive for the coronavirus 2 days after playing against the French team. Consequently, he will not play tomorrow against Sweden in the Nations League. And then in rugby, the Pro D2 match between Oyonnax and Biarritz will, in the end, not take place Saturday evening due to several cases of coronavirus detected in the Oyonnax team. The game is therefore postponed. Instead, Grenoble and Valence Romain, originally scheduled for Friday, will take place. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.